Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little weekend bite-sized political podcast. Hope your weekend's going well for you. And as always, this is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And my thanks to those of you who do contribute to the costs of running this platform and putting out this content pretty much 7 days a week if I can. Anyway, I want to talk to you about falling sea levels. And the first thing you're going to say, hang on a second, David, that can't be right. The sea levels are rising. We keep being told that the due to mankind's sheer awfulness, some of these wonderful islands, like, for example, in the Pacific, are going to disappear under the waves because the sea level is going up, you see, except that it's not. This is interesting. This is a story I see over the Daily Skeptic from our old friend Chris Morrison. And Chris has just come across some research that shows that an area of land equivalent to the Isle of Wight has been added to the shorelines of 13,000 islands around the world in just the past 20 years. So right about 369 square kilometers of increase has been discovered by Chinese scientists analyzing surface and satellite records. So overall, what Chris is saying is that land was lost in the 90s, but in the past three decades to 2020, there's been a net increase of 157 square kilometers. So, of course, this is a bit awkward, isn't it, for the alarmists running around saying that rising sea levels caused by humans using dirty, filthy hydrocarbons will condemn all these islands to disappear below the rising sea levels. It's rubbish. Couldn't be more rubbish. In fact, one of the poster boys for this climate change alarmism is the island of Tuvalu, or islands of Tuvalu. And it's funny because a recent study has shown that of the 101 islands in the Tuvalu chain, they've grown in mass by 3%. The scientists observed that despite rising sea levels, many shorelines in Tuvalu and the neighboring Pacific atolls have maintained relative stability without significant alteration. A comprehensive re-examination of data of 30 Pacific and Indian Ocean atolls with 709 islands found none of them had lost any land. So I said, now the Maldives, that's another, you keep hearing about the Maldives, don't you? Oh my God, if we don't stop heating our homes with oil and filthy gas, the Maldives is going to disappear under the ocean. Remember, they've been going on about that for as long as I can remember. Turns out that the Maldives is one of a number of these areas that has seen recent increases in landmass. Got that? Increases in landmass. So, you know, there's lots of reasons for this, of course. And we know that the Earth's climate is a very complex issue. And yes, we do know that human action can have unintended consequences. So, for example, the mining of coral and the breakdown of natural water barriers has been, you know, had a negative impact. So those are things we probably shouldn't be doing, I would imagine. But the point about it is that the grifters, such as the Maldives government, have been pushing for climate reparations to guilt trip us out in the West. Well, I don't have any guilt about the West. Maldives is one place I never got to. Seems quite a long distance to go, to be fair. But, I mean, the Maldives enjoys the tourism dollars from the West, doesn't it? If tourism didn't exist, the Maldives would economically sink below the water. So I just think that it's interesting that, as Chris points out, these poster islands for climate change scares, such as Tuvalu and the Maldives, have increased in recent times. And so it demonstrates yet again the whole climate emergency scam. You know, sea level rise is not a predominant cause of the changing coasts. And any person with any common sense will understand that. But of course, everything about the climate emergency is a hoax. Everything about it. You have to understand, it's as much of a hoax as everything about COVID was a complete hoax. These are the things that we have to remember, that they're trying to scam us into accepting things which are simply not true, which are demonstrably not true. So no, sea levels are not rising in a way that constitutes any problems beyond that which has happened throughout human history. And in some parts of the world, actually, sea levels are falling, not rising. So that kind of blows a massive gargantuan hole, David Attenborough-sized hole in this whole scaremongery that they've been indulging in now for, I suppose, as long as the Maldives have been growing in landmass. So it is quite remarkable that, you know, once you start to examine the so-called evidence that's pushed by these climate change alarmists, you realize that it really is, honestly, it's just a pack of lies. And sensible people will absolutely dismiss it and just get on with their lives. Thanks so much for listening.